This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your guide to navigating this crazy digital world. And let's face it, sometimes it feels like the digital world is navigating us, right? Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling endlessly through social media, emails, notifications, a never-ending cycle of pings and distractions? You know that feeling when you finally put down your phone, look around, and realize hours have slipped away? Well, today we're tackling something super important. Taking back control. It's about reclaiming your time, focusing on what truly matters, and ditching the endless digital hamster wheel. We're diving deep into practical strategies to help you break free from screen addiction and reclaim your precious time. Remember, time is our most valuable resource, and it's way too precious to be wasted on mindless scrolling. So, buckle up, because today's episode is packed with actionable insights that will empower you to make a real difference in your life. Here are five key takeaways we're going to explore. First, let's talk about awareness. You can't manage something if you don't know where it's draining your time. Start tracking your screen time for a week. I promise it will be eye-opening. Trust me, seeing those numbers can be a real wake-up call. It's like looking in the mirror and finally seeing what's been hidden behind that digital veil. Second, set boundaries. Think of them as your digital lifeguard, keeping you safe from the siren song of endless scrolling. Create designated phone-free zones your bedroom, dinner table, or even during a walk with friends. Think about it. When was the last time you truly enjoyed a conversation without checking your phone every 5 seconds? Third, turn off notifications. They're designed to be addictive little pings that pull you back into the digital vortex. Think of them as those annoying pop-up ads in your favorite video game just there to distract you from the real fun. Mute what you don't need and reclaim your focus. Remember, you're the boss, not your phone. Fourth, schedule time for things that truly matter. It's like having a date with yourself. Carve out dedicated time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading, painting, spending time in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. These moments are your recharged batteries, so don't let them slip away. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. This isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. You're not going to break free from digital addiction overnight, but every small step you take is a victory. Celebrate those wins, keep pushing forward, and remember, you've got this. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a picnic with friends, the sun is shining, birds are chirping, and everyone's laughing and having a good time. But then, someone pulls out their phone, starts scrolling, and the entire mood shifts. The conversation fizzles, energy dips, and suddenly you're all feeling disconnected. This happens all too often in our digital age. Those precious moments of connection are sacrificed for fleeting digital distractions. Now imagine this. You're at that same picnic, but everyone is present, engaged, and truly enjoying each other's company. The phone stays tucked away, conversation flows freely, and laughter fills the air. That's the power of reclaiming your time. It allows you to create meaningful connections and savor life's simple pleasures. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, be aware of where your time is going. Track your screen time and identify those digital black holes that suck you in. Second, set boundaries. Designate phone-free zones and turn off unnecessary notifications. Third, prioritize real-life experiences and schedule time for activities that bring you joy. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. It's a journey, not a race. Ready to take back control? I challenge you to implement one of these strategies today. Start small, stay consistent, and watch the magic happen. Share your experiences with me on social media. Use #digitaldetox for a chance to be featured. Remember, reclaiming your time is an investment in yourself and your happiness. Keep those phones down and life up, my friends. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.